The Angel's Backbone by David C. Haskell. This novel of historical fiction is set in the year 1869 and serves as a prequel to my earlier works that comprise the Rainbow Road trilogy. It traces the travels of pioneer Verin Palmer, also known as Virgil Stubbs, the patriarch of one family that settled in the Oregon Coast Range. He was said to have walked barefoot across the prairie. By 1869, more than 30 years have passed since the first wave of missionaries surged west to Oregon in the 1830s. Adventurers rushed to take advantage of the offering of free land, as granted by the Donation Land Claim Act in the Oregon Territory of 1843. The hardships and rewards of following different routes overland or sailing around South America had filled diaries and made newspaper headlines during the intervening years. A Homestead Act passed by Congress in 1862 and others that followed allowed for the creation of small dryland farms all across the Midwest. A rising tide of immigrant farmers turned to a flood that would continue into the next century. The largest redistribution of the American population in our nation's history was well underway by 1869. In places, the trail west was 20 miles wide to accommodate so many wagons traveling the same route at the same time. During these years, more than 500,000 men, women, and children would travel. The opportunity of a lifetime was waiting if they could just get to Oregon. Sadly, more than 23,000 would die along the trail from drinking contaminated water, snake bites, and accidental gunshot wounds. Of those who did arrive overland at the Dalles, along the banks of the mighty Columbia River, many were too ill or exhausted to continue the journey. The Cascade Mountains an 11,000-foot Mount Hood loomed large, one last nearly impassable barrier. The final 100 miles of the 2,000-mile Oregon Trail were known to be the hardest. The pioneers faced a nearly impossible choice. Some would choose to raft down the Columbia River around the mountain through treacherous rapids. The other alternative was the Barlow Road, across the south slope of the mountain itself, a nearly impassable route as well any time of the year. Today, 2020 hindsight makes us shake our heads at what seems to be unnecessary sacrifice. However, those who traveled across the country in 1869 must have measured the risks, or perhaps they did not. To own land was the strongest verse in the Siren Song. That same year, in May of 1869, the Transcontinental Railroad was completed. Did it become a race for promised riches before it was all gone? Or perhaps just to be part of history, part of something truly amazing? For Virgil Stubbs and others, after getting this far, they discovered Oregon is not what they expected. The reasons for enduring the hardships are no longer clear. Grand expectations of a pristine wilderness open for the taking have been replaced by cruel reality. Even the east wind seems against them here as it surges through the Columbia Gorge. Prologue, recorded by Zach Stewart.
October 10, 1869. An unusually strong west wind, known as a Chinook to the Native American people of the Columbia River Basin, swept inland from the Pacific Ocean and funneled into the Columbia River Gorge. Bringing a torrential downpour, it drenched the west-facing windward side of Mount Hood with 6 inches of rain and dumped more than a foot of snow on the leeward side. When the skies cleared, the highest peak in Oregon showed white for 100 miles. Denied by the mountains, the wind sped inland, using the Columbia River as its highway. forced through the Narrows, and up over Sella Low Falls, it followed the river north, twisting like the slither of a sidewinding rattlesnake. It spread out over the river's lower banks and blew across the rolling hills of the Palouse country until it butted heads like a billy goat against the Bitterroot Mountains of western Idaho. In a relentless quest to be free, it followed the Snake and Clearwater rivers south, then east. It twisted and turned through Hell's Canyon, the deepest river gorge in North America, unyielding to travelers and bitterly cold to every living thing. It broke through the Rocky Mountains at South Pass, the pioneer's gateway to the west, and spread out across the deserts of the Great Basin. Without deference or remorse, it suddenly disappeared, swallowed whole by the unexpected expanse of openness. If it had somehow become a living thing along the way, perhaps capable of remorse, one that deserved justice for such an abrupt and rude demise? No creature who suffers effect would have granted it anything, or wept as it passed away. Indifference towards soulless things is natural.